Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
What to do when schools, doctors, and psychologists collude to perform life-changing and many times irreversible medical procedures on minors suffering from gender dysphoria? That's the subject of Senate Bill 99, which will be heard tomorrow, Friday, in the Senate Judiciary Committee. As the subject of transgenderism raises its head in nearly every aspect of society, parents and legislators are left to deal with the fallout. In most instances, parents are involved in their child's effort to change their gender, but in other cases, parents are caught off guard. It's only after the fact that some parents find out that doctors and school counselors have been assisting in a gender transformation behind the parents' backs. So why the secrecy? Why is gender dysphoria treated like a sacred cow? In many instances, schools that would never give an aspirin to a student without parental permission are, in effect, aiding and abetting a change in gender. The premise of Senate Bill 99 is that life-altering permanent physical changes should not be performed on minors. Let's face it, kids change, and studies show that most kids will outgrow their gender dysphoria. Ironically, the thing that cures gender dysphoria in most instances is the act of actually going through puberty. According to the American College of Pediatricians, 80 to 95% of gender dysphoric children will accept their biological sex by the time they hit late adolescence. Unfortunately, puberty blockers interrupt the normal progress of adolescence and allow gender dysphoria to continue. So is gender-affirming care a good idea or a bad idea? Unfortunately, transgender advocates are doing everything in their power to shut down the debate. They say that counselors, psychologists, and doctors are an integral part of a carefully scripted and well-thought-out transition process that begins with puberty blockers in young children, then progresses to cross-sex hormones, then on to radical life-changing surgeries, including mastectomies for young women. Many of a growing number who have transitioned and then detransitioned say they were never given serious counseling. Once they either self-identified or were identified as gender dysphoric by someone else, they were placed on a train headed only in one direction. Everyone around them affirmed their gender dysphoria and urged them to continue transitioning. Fortunately, a growing number of detransitioners is speaking out and saying that they were duped. One of the most vocal is Chloe Cole. At 12 years old, she decided she was transgender. By age 13, she was on puberty blockers and prescribed testosterone. At 15, she underwent a double mastectomy and less than a year later realized that she made a mistake. Even the professionals are changing their minds. Marcus Evans resigned as the head of a dysphoria treatment center because he said that children were being fast-tracked onto medical solutions for psychological problems. He said, quote, "When kids get on the medical conveyor belt, they don't get off," end quote. Senate Bill 99 would stop irreversible radical procedures from being performed on minors. It would also provide a private cause of action to allow detransitioned people to sue the healthcare professionals who aided in their transition. It's sure to be a fascinating hearing, and we'll tell you how it went on Monday's broadcast. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.